I've seen statistics about retirees that are very troubling. One aerospace industry study showed that the average aerospace employee who retires at 65 lives an average of only 18 months more. So the promised lifelong pension never gets paid. More importantly, a life snuffs out before retirement, and all the advantages it's supposed to bring—time, leisure travel, less stress, visiting grandchildren goes with it. It certainly seems like traditional retirement ages and the hard-won pensions that accompany them are not geared to the individual who worked 30 or 40 years for them. This is not the scenario I want for my family and me. The same studies also show that those people who exit their job sooner, say between the ages of 50 and 55, enjoy a life expectancy that extends to an impressive 80 to 85 years. That's the choice for me. There's a whole lot of living to be packed into the next 35 years, at least. But at the same time, I want to say that my wife and I didn't decide to plunge my entire pension into real estate investing on a whim. We had a plan. Feeling that it was essential to gain experience first, we used our home equity funds to buy properties and started to invest 3 years before my retirement target date to gain the necessary experience. We kept our jobs while doing this and learned to analyze investments as well as cope with fears and anxieties that still cropped up. I'll be honest, it is scary to move out of one's comfort zone. But stepping back and coolly going over the analysis of each property helps. So does knowing which past decisions have worked well and which didn't. The cash flow from our big deals gives us a soft cushion to fall back on. And that gives us confidence to keep investing in bigger deals. Our plan is to keep purchasing additional units every other year via refinancing. And while I'm still surprised at how relatively easy it is to borrow money to purchase million-dollar investment properties, I remind myself that following the lender's rules is all it takes. Nonetheless, I never dreamed that I would be able to control such lofty sums of money. Growing up in a poor family, I never heard anything about how to obtain money, other than working hard for it, much less if we would ever amass large sums of it. Education was the key to creating all opportunities. But while degrees helped me in my career, and the work I did provided me with the means to build on the investments I've already made, without a financial education, I wouldn't have seen the real estate opportunities available to me. To start, we intend to use $650,000 of my lump sum payout as a down payment for the next major real estate investment, either an apartment building or a small shopping mall. To do that, I'm working with a CCIM, a Certified Commercial Investment Manager, in the Houston area, who is combing the market in Texas and other areas, since he is also authorized to seek properties in multiple states. After all, my pension is riding on it. Today, I have the freedom and knowledge to consider options other than what I thought I had to do. I'm learning a lot, along with my financial education, namely that a person must learn before he earns, but he eventually becomes what he studies. So pick interests, leisure activities, and hobbies carefully. Also, fear impedes learning, but knowledge conquers fear. My team, property managers, real estate lawyers, real estate agents, a tax accountant, and lenders and bankers, helps me every step of the way. Their expertise goes a long way to dispelling fear. Also, I strongly recommend using the services of large property management firms and CCIMs to help locate deals. Both are valuable members on any real estate investor's team. As my wife and I plan our retirement years, our son has carved out a new track for himself as well. While he previously intended to follow me into engineering, he's changed his mind. For one thing, he feels that engineers don't earn enough money. For another, by observing what we are doing and still playing the cash flow games, he has decided to major in real estate investment in college. He wants to become a CCIM, which will allow him to buy and sell the biggest properties like skyscrapers and shopping malls. Unlike a lot of teenagers, at 16, He is sure about what he wants to do and why he wants to do it. We're delighted with this development. For those closer to my age, I want to say this. Start investing now and allow yourself at least 3 years to learn and make mistakes and succeed. Don't wait until you're 65, when the financial course of your life will be determined for you. Take charge of it now. If I'd known at 20 what I know now, I would have been able to retire at 30. I suspect that my son will.